Recently, I've made some videos about Evan Mobley and the Cleveland Cavaliers. I've been backing him up the whole season and originally thought that Cade was a little overrated. However, as I watch more of this season, I think it's time to give Cade his due. Now, as you may have read the title, this video isn't just about Cade, but rather how he fits on the Pistons with other players. At the start of the season, I said that Cade wouldn't work in Detroit because he didn't have the right pieces around him. Well, I'm humble enough to admit that I was wrong, and Detroit has made the necessary moves to perfectly fit what Cade needs. By being in the bottom of the conference the past couple years, the Pistons have created a stigma of being a team nobody wants to watch. And with being currently 19-51, I don't blame you. However, they have gotten significantly better since the trade deadline. In a four-team trade, the Pistons acquired Marvin Bagley III for practically pocket change, and the dynamic he brings with Cade is insane. With this trade, every stat has increased for the Pistons. The Pistons went from 102 points per game to 110, as well as going from 43 to 44 rebounds a game. However, the most significant stat for me is 22.3 to 25.3 assists. Now, it may only be a 3.0 increase, but this is important. Cade Cunningham's play is fundamentally different with Marvin Bagley, almost similar to LaMelo and Miles Bridges. Now, I know that's a crazy claim to make, but just hear me out. If you look at these highlights before the trade, everyone on the Pistons is just trying to get rid of the ball to Cade, while Cade does almost all the work, shooting from the three or driving through the paint. However, in March, he's been able to find Sadiq Bey easier on the corner and Marvin Bagley for crazy alley-oops or poster dunks. This is through Cade's pinpoint through-the-lane passes and cross-up spin moves that you can see here. And LaMelo is known for doing the same thing, as you can see in these highlights. However, we never really saw this in Sacramento with Marvin Bagley. Instead, his job seemed to be more of stand under the basket and get offensive rebounds, while De'Aaron Fox shot all the threes, as you can see in this highlight video where they scored 53 together. The duo in Detroit gives each player something that they want or need. Marvin Bagley gets a point guard that will feed him the ball more, and Cade gets another player that can actually do something with it. As you can see in this video, like we discussed, Cade Cunningham can make precision passes to teammates even while being guarded by three people, and is also able to cross up defenders with ease in order to create an opening. Marvin Bagley, on the other hand, adds his strength to the team in a taller position, being 235 pounds, which is the same as power forwards such as Jay Crowder, and just shy of other great, well-known power forwards or centers like Giannis at 242. This allows for easy pick and roll plays, setting screens, and also getting through the paint easier. I don't know what the Pistons coach has been doing, but the whole team has been slowly getting better and better over time as a group, with Cade only averaging 2 assists at the start of the season to 5.3 now. Sadiq Bey went from 12.2 points per game in 2021 to 15.3 this season, shooting much more confidently, which has led to him scoring a career-high 51 points in this last game. And of course, Marvin Bagley has increased in every stat with this new group in Detroit that uses him more efficiently than in Sacramento. To put it simply, Cade and Marvin Bagley are starting to turn into what everyone thought that Zion and Lonzo would be, with constant lobs to the paint on every play. With Cade's playmaking and Marvin's power as a big, they make a similar combo to LaMelo and Miles Bridges. LaMelo is known for his handles and Bridges for his efficiency in the paint, overpowering defenders despite actually being 10 pounds lighter than Marvin Bagley. For further proof, when Cade Cunningham was drafted, he was already being compared to Luka Doncic. However, his biggest weakness was his turnovers. Prior to All-Star break, Cade Cunningham was averaging 3.5 turnovers a game. After the All-Star break, he's averaging 3.2. which doesn't seem like much of a change, but most players' turnovers increase by a whole 1.0 each season, so going down 0.3 in less than a season is quite impressive. If we compare this to LaMelo Ball, LaMelo Ball was listed as a similar weakness according to NBADraft.net. However, LaMelo was praised for his passing, playmaking, and ball movement, which is what we've been discussing with Cade this entire video. And if we look at only the numbers directly, Cade and LaMelo almost seem like the same exact player. We can also do this with Marvin Bagley. Marvin Bagley sizes up with Miles Bridges. Miles Bridges has one of his strengths being his frame, despite again being 10 pounds lighter than Marvin Bagley. And Marvin Bagley is commented on his finishing, which we've talked about again with this video, where he catches lobs from Cade Cunningham. In terms of TV ratings, it's also similar as well. It should be no surprise that having the first overall pick helped boost the Pistons' TV attention, and the same can be said with LaMelo's and Miles Bridges, with reports saying that their TV views have doubled from the past year for the Hornets. With the right pieces to complete this rebuild in Detroit, the Pistons could very likely be back on the rise to the public eye as a team to watch. Now, I won't get ahead of myself. They definitely aren't title contenders anytime soon, despite the claims that Cade made. But don't be surprised if they at least make the play-in in the next year, or maybe even a deep playoff run in 2 years. And also, don't be surprised if the NBA start rivaling him with LaMelo, as they have very similar play styles. Anyway, that's all I got for this video, guys. I would appreciate it if you shared the video around if you enjoyed it, as I'm trying to hit 500 subscribers by the end of the year. But anyways, I hope y'all enjoyed the video, and I'll see y'all in the next one.
This is not okay. This needs to stop now.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Something ain't right.